That's it. I suppose we were keeping everyone in suspense to an extent. But look, no one will look back in 10 years' time and say anything about how it was won. It was just about winning it, and it was a lot of relief, I suppose, mixed in with every other emotion, and fantastic to get over the line. And I think the scenes in Turner's Cross on Tuesday night were incredible. Something I'll never forget. Anyway.
Yeah, and you know, maybe outside of Cork, a lot of people mightn't realise just how great that support is for Cork City. They probably are the biggest club in the country.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Like, you know, particularly from a fan base standpoint and everything. I mean, it's huge down here, and the excitement in the city probably in the weeks leading up to us winning the league, and even now going on, we obviously have the cup final coming up in 2 weeks. So, you know, it's just been real excitement, and you can feel it in the city, and it's fantastic to play for a club like that and have so many people there supporting you.
Yeah, well, consistently over the last few seasons, you've had the highest average gate, and you've had cup success, of course, in the last couple of years, and you've got Dundalk to look forward to again. We really do have a bit of a top two scenario emerging, but two really high quality teams, yourselves and Dundalk.
Well, that's it. I suppose over the last few years, both teams have been the flag bearers in terms of the league. We've come out on the wrong side of it up until this year, so it's fantastic to finally get over the line there. And in 2 weeks' time, look, at the end of the day, a cup final, it's all on the day and who performs on the day, and it's going to be a huge challenge again because they've got some fantastic players. But, we've done very, very well against them, particularly in the last couple of years, and it's certainly not something we'll fear. We're very much looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And when we look back at the season that's been, the first game of the season, Cork City were up against Finn Harps, and Shawnee Maguire got the only goal of the game, and his career has just gone from strength to strength.
That's it. It's a night I'll remember very well. I had actually never played a competitive game at Finn Park before that night, and it was also my first game back from a very serious injury last year, so it was almost an emotional night for me, really, and I knew a lot of people that were there at the game and stuff. And to be honest with you, it was extremely tough. The conditions were tough, and Finn Harps were tough, and as they always are to play against in Finn Park. And sure, look, we've seen what Shawnee's gone on to do since then. I have no doubt that he'll keep progressing as well. But as I say, yeah, it was a tough start, but I suppose a good start for us in the end.
Now, you mentioned their injuries. You've had a couple of frustrating years, really, haven't you?
I have. Listen, very much so, I suppose. I've had three knee operations in the last 3 years, which probably isn't ideal. A body made of glass, as the boys down here keep telling me. But look, this year, I suppose, the league one meant a lot to me in a sense. Last year, when we won the cup, I hadn't been involved in any of the games that we won it. So, look, it was fantastic to be part of the squad that won the cup. But as I say, I hadn't played in it. Whereas this year, I suppose, for half the season, I was very much involved. I was probably playing, to be honest, as well as I played ever, probably, for Cork City, and I was a bit gutted now that my season was cut short, but it was fantastic to play a part in a team that went on to win the league, you know.
Yeah, and your current situation, I mean, just how far are you off being back to your best?
It's hard to say, really, Chris. Like, I mean, I suppose I'm just working very, very hard at the moment in the gym. I had a catch up with a specialist yesterday. He's very happy with my progress, so It's difficult to put a time frame on it, but luckily everything's going well at the moment, and hopefully it'll continue to do so. And I might not be far away from the start of next season, or close to it anyway.
Yeah. So you'll have to watch from the sidelines at the Aviva again. But what a great way to finish the season, and certainly the move to the Aviva in recent years. We've had some great cup finals, and it really is a showpiece now for all involved with the League of Ireland.
It's a special venue. It's the showcase game for the league at the end of every season, and the crowd that you get there, the facilities, it's a phenomenal place to go and play. I've played in one cup final, unfortunately we didn't win it, but just to experience that, to step out onto the pitch in front of so many people, it's fantastic. And hopefully we can do it again in a couple of weeks. Now, a Cork team has actually never won the double before, so it'll be a fitting way to end the season now.
Yeah, so certainly that's a massive incentive to win the double. And looking to next year, no doubt John Caulfield will try and strengthen the squad, and I'm sure you'd love to get a decent run in Europe.
Well, that's it. I suppose that's what everyone will be looking to now. The Champions League next year. What an amazing thing to look forward to. No doubt the manager is thinking about the squad for next year and the team, and I'm sure he's made plenty of phone calls already. So it'll be all systems go when January comes around and pre-season starts again. Not that we'll be looking forward to that, running.
Yeah, and great credit to John Caulfield, because he's stuck with the task, and though he was under a bit of pressure to produce the goods, and he's certainly done so.
That's it. Well, I suppose it's been year-on-year progression, really, since he came into the club, and I think his passion for the club has really fed into everyone, players and fans included, since he came in. This year we got our just desserts for the improvements that we have been making, and I've no doubt that improvement will continue. He's a very ambitious man, as we all are down here, and I'm sure he wants us to get better again next year, and he'll do everything that he can to make us better.
Yeah. And finally, Johnny, Harps are hanging on by a thread. No doubt you keep an eye on their results, and you know they've given it a really great shot this season, and in a league when 3 out of 12 goes down, it's so tough.
Look, it's incredibly tough for three teams to go down out of 12. It's difficult for any team, really, and it was a surprising decision for me when it was made, to be honest. Look, they have two games left. I follow Finn Harps since I was 6, 7, 8 years of age. Like, so they have two games left, two wins, and they'll have a chance. And you know, I know the amount of work that's been put in there by staff and players. You know, I know a lot of the people there, so I wish them all the best for the last two games, and you know, they'll just have to go from there.
Yeah. The League of Ireland itself, the standard, I mean, this season has been pretty decent.
Oh, no doubt about it, and I think really the stand, you know, you have to measure us against teams in Europe, and if you look at what Dundalk did last year, and ourselves included, I think we were slightly forgotten about last year in a sense. We were one game away from playing group stages in the Europa League as well. We were only beaten at home against Genk, so we're very competitive even on a European stage like that. And I think the league is definitely going from strength to strength. Look, without it, we wouldn't have our Irish captain. We wouldn't have James McLean that scored the other day. You know, it's probably undervalued in certain ways, but as you say yourself, it's getting better year on year, and I think that'll continue to happen.
Yeah, and the relief, I suppose, on Tuesday, because it seemed that, Cork finally won the league after spluttering over the line. I mean, in many people's books, you were almost crowned as champions back in July, but it just took a long time to get over the line.
That's it. It's just, I suppose, they always say that the hardest thing to do is to get over the line, and it just took us a little bit longer than expected. But as I said, it really doesn't matter when you get there, as long as you do it. It's in the history books now that it'll go down that we were champions, and, you know, it's a fantastic feeling to be able to say that. And as I say, yeah, relief was certainly one of the emotions on Tuesday night, just to say that we'd done it, you know.